Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel lesson for today is a very comforting message for our hearts. It is the very well-known Good Shepherd passage, where the Son of God, the Lord Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, says to us, "I am the Good Shepherd." Now, let's unpack this and see what it means for us. First of all, we have to reckon with the fact that the Lord Jesus often refers to us as sheep. We are sheep. In the Old Testament, the people of God are referred to as sheep. And in the New Testament as well, sheep. We are referred to as sheep. Why is this? First of all, because sheep, the actual sheep, they are helpless and they have no idea where they're going. And the truth about human nature and about us is we are spiritually helpless and we have no idea where we're going. And if we're left to ourselves, we are lost. And so that's the first reason why people are called sheep, because we are by nature spiritually helpless and we don't know where we're going. The second reason why people are called sheep is because we have a lot of hirelings who are over us and they mislead us in many ways. You know, in sheep vocabulary, a hireling was a paid work hand. And this guy didn't own the sheep. He had no investment in the sheep. He just got paid to keep an eye on the sheep. And when danger arose, he got out of town fast. He was a hireling. Well, the hireling in the gospel story here, the hireling represents every kind of false teacher. All right? Now, we have false teachers of every stripe. We have religious false teachers, and we have political false teachers, and we have philosophical false teachers. We got people lying to us in every direction. People who are charged with caring for us, that instead of being faithful and being shepherds over us, they end up being hirelings who mislead us so that by the lies that they tell us, we are made a prey to the wolf. Right? Because we are often mistaught and because we are led in directions that we shouldn't be led in by every godless, secular, humanist ideology and by the false doctrines of cults and isms and by pop psychology and not so pop psychology and by everything in between. We are lied to and we are invited to trust in what must not be trusted in. And we, like sheep, we follow and we buy into things we shouldn't buy into and we cling to things that we shouldn't cling to, right? Because we're surrounded by hirelings, pay workers, people who are not true shepherds, and they mislead us, and they make us vulnerable by their misleading. They make us vulnerable to the wolf. Now, the third reason why people are referred to as sheep is because sheep have a natural predator. You know, and what's the natural predator of sheep? You know, if you've watched any kind of Looney Tunes cartoons, you know that the predator of sheep is the wolf. All right, the big bad wolf. And so, the big bad wolf is the natural predator of sheep. Now notice that in our gospel lesson, it says the hireling and not the shepherd who's owned the sheep or not, he seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. All right? The wolf represents the devil. Right? The wolf is the devil in the story. And what the devil wants is to destroy the work of God. The devil, if he could, would unmake the world. The devil, if he could, would drag us all with him into the lake of fire. The devil, the fallen angel, the wicked one, wants to destroy everything that God has made, everything that God has built, and every gift that God has given. The devil perverts it and hates it and wants to destroy it. So the devil, he's out to get us. He's out to get us, and it says that he wants to do two things. He wants to catch us, and he wants to scatter us. To catch means to devour. And this happens when we fall into sin against our conscience, against the Word of God. When we begin to do things that God has forbidden us to do, and we lose the Holy Spirit and the grace of God, and we fall into sin, the devil catches us and he devours us. The other thing that the devil wants to do is to scatter you. That is, to separate you from the true church. You see, if the devil can get you away from the church, if he can separate you from the pure preaching of the Word of God and from the right administration of the sacraments, if he can get you away from your fellow Christians so that you are all on your own, he's got you. He's got you. I read the story. I think I stumbled across it on Facebook. You know, you stumble across stuff on Facebook. You know, it's almost depressing. Facebook is almost depressing to me. But I will say no more. I will say no more. But I stumbled across this story. A guy hadn't been to church for a while, and the pastor goes to visit him. And they're both sitting in front of a nice big fire in the fireplace. And the pastor sits there, and they're both staring into the fire, and his fire is burning and everything like that. And so the pastor gets up, and he takes the tongs, and he takes one of the coals of the fire, and he moves it away from the rest of the fire, and he puts it over in a corner by itself. And he sits back down again. And and they're both sitting there watching. And as the rest of the fire is burning away, that one coal in the corner gets weaker and weaker and weaker until it finally goes out. Right? And so then the pastor says, "Well, time for me to be going." And the guy says to him, "Thank you for that fiery sermon, Pastor. I'll see you in church next week." So, anyway, that's how I remember it, all right? Credit Facebook. I don't know who came up with that story, but it's a good one. If the devil can get you separated from your fellow believers, separated from the public preaching of the Word of God and the public administration of the true sacraments, if he can do that, he's got you, because your faith will wither away and die if you're separated from Christ's sheep. So the devil is your natural predator, and he wants to destroy your faith and pull you down into hell. He catches you by the sins he leads you into, and he scatters you by separating you from the Word of God and the sacraments that are preached in the true Church of God. All right, so we need a shepherd, right? We're sheep, we need a shepherd. And Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. What does that mean? Well, it means three things in our text today. Number one, it's Jesus is the good shepherd who gives his life or lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. That is, I have come into the world that is lost in sin, and I have dealt with sin. He died. He laid down his life so that we might be saved. This is the essential thing to believe about Jesus Christ. He is the one who has once and for all laid down his life for the sheep. We could never help ourselves. We could never save ourselves. We could never earn God's favor on our own. We are lost and we don't know where we're going like sheep. Jesus comes to us and he lays down his life by dying on the cross to pay for our sins. He lays down his life for the sheep. And he does this according to the will of God. Beyond our gospel lesson in John's gospel, same chapter, he says, therefore my Father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down and I have power to take it up again. This commandment have I received from my Father. So, according to the will of his Father, by the commandment of his Father, Jesus has the power to lay down his own life and to take it up again. And he does this for the sake of us. That's why he is the good shepherd. The second reason why he is the good shepherd is that he gathers his sheep into the one fold. That is, by the preaching of the word, Jesus Christ gathers sinners into his sheepfold, the Holy Christian Church. And when we are gathered into the church of Jesus Christ, we are safe. We are safe in the grace of God. We are safe in the gifts of God. We are safe from the devil. We are safe from the world. We are safe from our own flesh, because the church is the spiritual hospital where we are given the medicine that sustains us for eternal life. So he is the good shepherd because he gathers us into the one flock. He says, and I have other sheep that are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. All right, so the church is the fold or the flock of God. And Jesus, by the preaching of the word and the administration of the sacraments, he gathers us into his flock, where we are saved and safe and kept for eternal life. But the third reason, coming around the home stretch here, the third reason why Jesus is our good shepherd is that he knows us and we know him. Now it says earlier in the chapter, it says this about the sheep and the shepherd. The shepherd, the porter of the sheepfold opens to the shepherd, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and they follow him. So the real shepherd, he knows each one of his own sheep by name. He goes into the sheepfold and he calls each one of his sheep by name, and they come to him and he walks ahead of them and they follow him out to pasture, because he knows them and they know his voice. Alright, so there's one thing. Then in verse 27 and 28, which are further on in the chapter, he says this: "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So this is a wonderful thing. Jesus knows you. He knows all about you. He knows your strengths, your weaknesses, your good points, your bad points. And the thing is, he knows you as a gracious Savior knows you, not as an angry judge knows you. The Lord Jesus, he is fully aware and graciously aware of everything that you are and everything that you need. And he, as it were, calls you his own and places the arm of his grace around your shoulder and keeps you. He daily forgives you your sins, and he daily assures you of his grace. He knows you. And because you have come to faith in Christ through the Word of God, you have come to know Jesus. You recognize the voice of Jesus because you have heard it in the Word of God, the Bible. That is the voice of Jesus. Yeah, I know the social justice warriors today, they like to tell you that the voice of Jesus is heard out there among the people. Mm-mm. No. The voice of Jesus is heard in the Word of God, the Old and the New Testament. That's where you hear Jesus. That's where Jesus manifests. Wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Jesus Christ himself, in all of his grace, permits himself to be known by you, so that you hear his voice when the word is preached and you follow him. He gives you eternal life and you follow him. So it's good news today. We have a good shepherd. We are sheep. If we're left to ourselves, we flounder until the wolf gets us. And all the so-called shepherds are really hirelings, and they mislead us in various different ways. Thank God there is a good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. He gathers us into his one flock, and he knows us, and he makes it so that we know him. And what we know of him is that he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.